This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Folks, what have you thought so far? I'm just kind of curious about that. What have you thought about, not necessarily a 5-0 start, but about the way this team looks, about the way this team is playing? Andy, I'm impressed. They're playing the type of basketball that I truly enjoy, and I'll explain that in a minute. What have you thought?
Well, the biggest thing is I know they're just 68 wins away now from Golden State's record of 73-9, right? So they just need to get to 73. And they're good. But the record isn't what matters right now. It's the ability for this team to find a different leading scorer every night. To me, that's been the most impressive thing that I've seen from this team. They're winning the games that they're supposed to win on top of that. I kind of just feel good energy around this team. And I think we're seeing, and I hope they can stay consistent on this, things that we were hoping to see even just last year. You know, I'm still you know, regardless of last night's game, like when Evan Mobley is playing aggressive, I love watching this team. Love watching him. When he's aggressive, that's the way to go. But you know what you're getting from Donovan Mitchell. You know he can win a game. You know Darius Garland can win a game for you, right? Both those guys, if you really need to. But when you see that they're trying to make sure that Mobley is involved and that Mobley is aggressive and that he has the ability to be a cog in the machine that more than he was before, that it's a fun team to watch. They were up 20 last night. I'm like, yeah, this is fun, man. I love this. And I don't want to see the other team come back. And it was interesting last night because you could still respect the history of LeBron, respect the history of LeBron's family in Northeast Ohio, and still have a good time. And I actually was impressed by our fans for their knowledge of the game and understanding the importance of the moment last night. And so, you know, when I watch this team, I so far so good. Another new coach. We're pretty hot in this town with new coaches. So see what happens.
42 points in the first quarter last night. That was really impressive.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Here's the thing that I like. And if you've listened at all over the last 37 years as Andy and I have done this show
together combined,
I can't stand isolation basketball. I can't stand give it to your star player and have him get a basket. That just, though there's a place and time for it, it drives me nuts. It's a beautiful game. Basketball played well is a beautiful sport, and I hate that style of ball. I love this style of ball. Right now, the Cavaliers are second in the NBA in scoring. Now, it's an NBA that's putting up a lot of points right now, but the Cavs are second at over 125 points a game. That's impressive, okay? They've maintained pretty good defense through this. They're fourth in points allowed defensively. But this is what I really like. I don't think this is something that's sustainable, but the style of play that has led to this is sustainable. Cavs are making almost 54% of their shots, Andy. They're number one in the NBA in field goal percentage. That's impressive. While being only 18th in field goals attempted. Okay, so I mean, they're being really efficient and they're making a lot of shots. And this is weird because last year they were not a good three-point shooting team. Remember, we harped on this, and they were attempting more three-pointers than most every team
in
the league.
It was hard to watch.
They were just jacking up threes is what they were doing. That was last year's idea of a good offense.
But now I think that when they shoot these threes, there's a purpose to it, or you can feel it, or you can feel it in transition.
Bingo.
You
know? And here's this to me just screams, yes, this is better, and this is what you wanted. They're the number one three-point shooting team in the NBA right now.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
41%. They're making 41.1% of their threes, but attempting only the 15th most threes in the league
per game. So efficient on top of that. Yeah.
So they've cut down the number of threes, yet they're making more threes. Well, that's what you want. You know, now it's a real weapon. You're not just jacking up threes because you can't run an offense. You're jacking up threes because they work. Here's the other thing I love. It's five games. Three of the opponents were garbage. No political thoughts there intended at all. And last night's opponent was a good one. Okay, the Lakers are a solid enough team. Donovan Mitchell is the only player playing more than 30 minutes per game. Think about that.
Doesn't bother me.
I love it.
Yeah.
Because, yes, Kenny Atkinson said he wants to play a lot of guys, run a deep rotation. It's happening, and he has six players scoring at least 10 points a game. So what do all of those numbers scream? Those numbers scream team play, ball movement, and a deeper roster, or at least allowing the roster to be deeper because of your style of play. You're not just giving it to Donovan and looking for a basket. This time down the floor, you're not just giving it to Darius and looking for a basket. These guys are moving the ball, they're working for good shots, and they're getting a lot of guys involved. And that's the way you play good basketball. And that's what they're doing right now. Bill is in Parma. Bill, what do you think?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, you guys.
And good morning.
Also, good morning, Dan, the Renaissance man.
You know, yes.
Dan knows a little bit of everything. I want you to know that.
Oh, just
We've
ask
heard,
him.
Yeah.
Just ask
I mean,
him.
I can just name one name, Mick Taylor, and nobody else knows that name, but Dan does. But we'll leave it at that. Anyway, you know, Jeff, you have stated forever. I'm going to give you credit, though. I would like to take credit myself, but I'm going to give it to you today. You have stated for a long time that this issue of moving the basketball, getting the big man involved, is really the core of playing basketball. For a long time, I was an advocate and a student of Pete Newell, who ran those big man camps. And back in the late 60s, he could have either picked Pete Maravich or Rudy Tomjanovich in the NBA draft. I think he was a GM for San Diego. He did not want Pete Maravich. And the reason was because Pete needed the ball in his hand in order to be effective. But even with that, when a guy has the ball in his hand over 30% of the time, your team is not going to win. Therefore, then, what's happening is by incorporating Mobley into this offense in any way, shape, or form with movement, it just by going inside then out, you have people that are open. That has been there for 50 years, maybe even 60.
Basic concept of the game, Bill, right?
That's correct. And you've been stating this all along, even at the early of last year. I am just puzzled, and not saying anything bad about Bickerstaff or anything. I never understood last year why Mobley did not. I knew he was injured at times, whatever, but when he wasn't, he still wasn't a major part of the offense. But nonetheless, that's last year and this is this year. Because I do not have the cable package yet, I have had to only listen to the games on the radio, which are great. I mean, unbelievably great. What does the offense look like? Is it a variance of Golden State?
It's a little bit of Golden State, I think.
Okay.
The ball's just moving. And, of course, Kenny Atkinson went to grad school under Steve Kerr with the Golden State Warriors. It's a little bit of a joke, but it's not really. And watch the way that Golden State runs an offense. Now, I don't think it's completely Golden State. Cavs have better inside scoring options. You know, they don't have to rely on Steph like Golden State does. But they're just moving the basketball. They're not hesitating. They get a good shot. You're taking a good shot. It looks like the way that I love to see the game played, Bill.
I agree. One last statement I'll make. And what's bothering me a little bit this morning, and I laugh about this, is that people are saying that Darius Garland did not have a very good game last night. Well, I think he had 12 points and 10 assists. To me, that is a great game. Now, he may not have had a very good percentage of shooting, but 10 assists and above is a great game for any team, because that, again, means that he is looking for the open man and being effective as a guard. Hey, you guys, you have a great program.
Bill,
thanks, Bill.
It's nice of you to say. Don't know that everybody's in agreement. I know Menigan's not, because we're running Ken Dorsey at 11. The one thing, and Andy, this is something, I think. And I don't think that there are any issues, and I don't expect there to be any issues. A guy like Darius has to buy into the fact that, hey, tonight my shot's not dropping, I got 12 points. That has to be okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Donovan has to be okay with, hey, I'm playing 30 minutes tonight, but Evan's really got it going, so we're going to get it to him. I mean, Evan Mobley scored 25 points in 19 minutes last night. He had some foul trouble. 25 points in 19 minutes. I mean, that's what having a big guy who can score can do for you. And guess how many threes he put up? None. And guess who's... Anybody hear anybody complain? We need Evan to shoot threes.
No.
Okay. He's a big man. If he can put up a three now and then, fine. He's a big guy. Go score. You've got other guys who can shoot threes. I mean, it's team basketball, and that's what the Cavs are playing so far. It's the way to play the game. Josh is in Elyria. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Maria, but it's all good. I'm so glad I'm on this show. Thank you guys for having me, because it's the best place to talk nitty gritty basketball, because you got the great Jeff Phelps there.
Yes.
He was right all along about Evan Mobley. He was the one pounding his chest in the style when it came to Evan Mobley. I was the idiot saying, I want Jalen Green. Do everything in your power to get Jalen Green. And I'm glad I'm wrong. And I think more people in Cleveland need to admit when they're wrong and not just hold their camps. It's relieving. It's therapeutic to say, hey, I was wrong and I'm glad I'm wrong. But did I just hear Bill and Parma give Darius Garland credit? I've heard this guy for years talk badly about him, and I didn't think I was going to hear him ever say anything good about Darius, so kudos to Bill. Great on you, man. I think Darius did have a great game, because the guards had 17 assists last night. It's not just Darius. It's Donovan also setting up guys, too, and they're playing off of each other finally, because – what we saw in the past was you've seen these guys were your turn, my turn. And it worked in year one, and then you saw how it didn't work in the playoffs. And then last year was just a year from hell with injuries and all that and hard getting acclimated. But these guys are actually playing off of each other and passing the ball to each other when they're in the corner, when they're set up, and then getting the big guys involved. And another guy I think that's just getting kind of lost in the mix, because everyone's playing really good, I think Evan Mobley, I mean, we used to play a slower pace because I think because of the 2 7-footers, we were afraid of all this stuff and, like, transitional defense.
Although they run the floor beautifully, Josh. They run well.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know Jared Allen and Evan Mobley can run like that. This is great now. Okay, I'm wrong about the 2 7-footers, because they can run like that. Awesome. But the guy I want to give a lot of credit to, and he should be in consideration for Sixth Man of the Year right now, is Caris LeVert. He is playing exceptional basketball, guys. He's not just only scoring the basket. He is setting up our big guys wonderfully. He is going and taking a shot. He's not forcing anything. He's just playing in the system. And I think that has a lot to do with Kenny Atkinson and him having familiarity in this set and in these offensive sets that we're running. Caris is doing a phenomenal job off the bench. And I think another thing that is going on, look, I know it sucks that Max Strus is hurt, but I think we're seeing – please, fingers crossed, how amazing Dean Wade is at the 3 spot for us right now. Because it's really opening up things for us defensively, because you can have a guy you know who can run the court and play, you know, against the wings. You know, maybe he won't do well against the dominant wings in the league, but he's opening up things and he's just being there in the right spot, taking open threes. Like, this team is phenomenal.
Josh, thank you very much. Had to cut you off. You were going, man. And we're up against the break.
It's got
to
come for air.
Dean Wade gives you really nice options that he can play small forward. He's got really good feet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Offensively, the new offense, the new philosophy, it's working and it looks good. And to me, it's the way basketball is supposed to be played. It takes guys who might not be upper echelon NBA players, makes them relevant, and is working right now for this basketball team. I'm Jeff Phelps, my buddy over there, with glasses I don't think I've ever seen him wearing.
These are my super emergency spare glasses in case I, like, so yesterday when I found these, they were in the bottom of my bag, and one of the lenses was popped out.
It's usually frowned upon?
Yeah, so I left my glasses.
Like you're the ghoul.
I don't know what it is. Like, it's, someone explains to me, like, at some point, if you can buy a pair of glasses for, like, less than $10, you don't care about them at some point. And I'm at the point now where I lose them all the time, and sometimes I shouldn't even know where any of them are in my head. Like, I can't find them even when they're in my head sometimes. So I'm at the point now where I just have glasses all over the place. And sometimes you, like, you tell me if this is true.
How many pair do you have all around the house?
I probably have four or five.
Okay.
But the problem is like, when I lose them, I can't find any of them.
Yeah, you lose one, you can't find five.
Right, you can't find any. And then all of a sudden you find one, and suddenly they start popping out of the ground like carrots. And you just suddenly, oh, there's the other pair. Oh, I'm going to wear these. I'm going to wear those. So I have a couple. I find the really cheap ones to be better sometimes.
That's great news.
Those look like the kind of glasses of someone I would wear for an intelligent opinion. Like if I was like, sir, I don't understand the tax code, I would go up to someone like you with those glasses.
Well, it all has to do with your revenue intake.
Don't.
What?
Let's not talk taxes.
You know, I feel good.
The Cavs are 5-0 and they're kicking
butt. I slept on the couch last night, so I should be brilliant, right? Oh, that's a...
That sounds like a personal problem right there. Ken's in Brooklyn. Ken, good to have you with us.
Hey, Ken!
How are you? Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. Everything's going well, Andy.
Good. You feel good?
Yeah.
All right, good.
We're getting... Well, you know, there's this and that, but, you know, that's what happens, you know?
Yeah,
well, one for the other, you know?
We were thinking about you. We know you're going through some tough times there. Jeff
and
I were
feeling all right.
But everything's good. Remember, good. Be a hero, be a real hero.
Oh, that's correct, my friend. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, listen, so Jeff, you're not a fan of the stanky leg, right?
I'm not sure what you mean.
You know, the standing around offense with one guy dribbling.
Okay, I've never liked it, although it won us a championship, even though he moved the ball well.
The Moses offense, part the C, back out, I'll be able to take the ball.
There are very few guys
that
are good in that offense. He was one of them at
the
times.
The clogged toilet offense, if you will.
Oh, is that what you call it? Everyone has a different name for it.
I love the big lineup, and we need to stick with that. And Dean Wade, believe it or not, is a big reason why this offense is working, because last night I saw that kid go from the elbow and slam the ball in the hoop. And, I mean, I think it's a little bit what you're talking about, the other guy with Golden State. The biggest thing is, it is a little bit like that, but they're using bigs. They don't use
Exactly right. Yep. You're exactly right.
Everybody said to me last year, we got to trade this guy. We got to trade that guy. And everything else. You can't play with two bigs in the NBA anymore. Listen, guys, when you know something about basketball, then you can talk about it. But until you do, forget about it. Hey, how do you like us now, Mr. Buckley?
Ken, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, the big guys seem to do well in basketball.
It's funny how that works.
I never understood everybody, you can't have two bigs. Yes, you can. All you got to do is figure it out.
Jeff, I'm going to give you a little bit of wisdom while I'm wearing these glasses. You can't teach size, you know? You just can't teach soccer.
Andy, thank you.
I trust you because you're wearing those.
Of course you do.
You look so much smarter.
Wow.
These aren't the drones you're looking for.
All it takes to smarten him up is a $5 pair of readers, huh?
That's it.
Huh.
-125.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling Mensa Sports Talk. What can we do for you?
I was at the game last night, and I'm an 11-game season ticket holder. Love the way the Cavs are playing. It's always an incentive to get the Lakers game when LeBron comes to town.
It's very cool.
I was really bummed out. You know, the team honored him with class with the 1-minute presentation of him and his son. He didn't even look up and give a hand, give a wave.
Apparently, they were getting smoked at the time, though, right?
That's what he said, Jeff. But I still feel like he's always at least put his hand up, and I get it. You know, it's business first.
Yeah.
And I agree with your philosophy, Jeff. I've heard you say it over the years. Thank you, LeBron, for what you did. I no longer cheer for him because he's not in a Cleveland uniform. But it's always nice remembering the memories. I just figured he would at least honor, you know, with a heart, with a hand, whatever.
Agreed. I agree. All right, Mike. Thank you very much,
Jeff. Does it sound funny when someone says they're an
11 game season ticket holder?
Yeah, did that catch you as a little awkward?
No, I actually like those types of deals for games.
Les would say
you could buy 10. You could buy 10 games, whatever the package is.
10 game package. Yeah,
yeah, that's a great deal.
So Les had this fantastic story, and I know this is kind of a Les subject while we're talking about this, but Les used to always say one of the biggest problems the baseball team had was when they had the great run with all the sellouts, that they didn't sell partial packages for seats. If they had decided to do that earlier, the drop-off in season tickets would have changed. Like, it wouldn't have been nearly as drastic as it was. Now they're kind of back to where I think they wanted to be over the last two seasons, especially by eliminating seats. But fascinating from a marketing standpoint, the thought of if the Indians, now Guardians, had gone to packages rather than trying to make people buy complete seasons, because people were, you know, remember they used to have like big groups of people would go in, they'd all buy season tickets, and then they have these parties and they divvy up the tickets on their own.
I want to follow up what Mike said about the crowd.
Sure. Go ahead.
I thought that it was handled nicely last night, you know, with LeBron.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I do think it's nice and a good thing that the best athlete ever from Northeast Ohio and arguably the best athlete we've ever had for any of our professional teams, arguably, is the word I said there, is no longer considered like a pariah in town. That's good, but I understood it at the time when he came back with Miami. That's good. And I think it was cool that I think it's cool everything that happened with his son last night and the nice reception that he received and everything else. And I think you got to remember here, he is a Northeast Ohio native, you know, Bronny. And it was cool to see him get his first basket here. So I thought our crowd handled itself beautifully last night. Would it have been a different situation had perhaps the Cavaliers been getting smoked as the Lakers were getting smoked? Yeah, maybe. And that would have been okay, too.
I know you're not going to want to hear this.
Oh, good.
But I kind of think you need to go to high school here in Northeast Ohio to get embraced by that. I'm sorry. Like that, I mean, just because, I mean, there were like Terry Garr, who passed away the other day, right?
Didn't go to high school here.
But she was born in Cleveland. Do we embrace
her?
Born
in Lakewood.
Yeah, do we embrace her as a Clevelander? I mean.
You can't.
I mean, I'm not trying to poo-poo the situation.
I don't know.
I kind of feel like.
All I know is that the kid spent a lot of time here.
Yeah.
His family still owns a home here.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Good for him.
He had a lot of people who, you know, he went to school with who were probably in the building last night. Anything else?
I tend to embrace the folks that at least went to high school here. I don't know. That's just me. Personally, I'm not asking
folks
you to.
Folks who didn't go to high school here but yet grew up here through the eighth grade, they'll consider themselves Northeast Ohio natives.
I guess.
For instance, the late Fred McLeod.
Okay.
And Fred, God rest your soul. What a good dude. Fred grew up in Strongsville.
Right.
And lived here through eighth grade.
Okay.
And then his father got transferred.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't.
But Fred, in his mind, was a Northeast Ohio native, and this was his team and everything else. And so I'm okay with that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just kind of dive in.
He had to go to high school in the Pittsburgh area because his dad got transferred.
No, I get it. And obviously the kid doesn't really have a say in the situation. So,
son, we're moving to Miami.
Jeff,
sorry, Dad, I'm staying.
Jeff, with these glasses on, I actually respect what you're saying, but yet I still have...
Can we get him some new glasses?
I have reservations. You want me to take them off?
Get him new glasses.
Oh, no. If he takes them off, I'm going to be concerned about my health.
Really?
Why, you need me to get stupid?
No. It's just those are the kind of glasses that somebody looks at you and takes off slowly and goes, I have bad news for you, Mr. Menigan.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. We can't have him take them off. We'll all be concerned.
I don't know. I kind of look at, I for some reason, I embrace, okay. I have a bigger embrace for athletes that, you know, kind of made it through high school. That's all. Or even transferred in for high school. Maybe the other way around. Like, I think somewhere down the road, if you ask him 10 years from now where you're from, he'll say, I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com